Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Arch Anderson up in Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Arch.
Good morning.
You know, it rolls around every fall, and we're really happy it does. That is the Fall Festival set at the Nathaniel Hamlin Park. Coming right up.
That's right.
And the date is this Saturday.
Sunday.
Yeah, hey, that's good. There's so much stuff going on Saturday. Sunday, the 21st.
Yeah.
And what time?
10 until 4.
Okay, now one of the things, people can come at 10 and there's lots of things
absolutely.
They can see and do.
They can come before 10 too if they wish. I'll be down there.
Oh, okay.
8 o'clock because they can spend a little time, so whatever they want to do.
Okay.
10 o'clock is what it's officially advertised as.
Okay.
And
so,
dinner starts at 11 o'clock. We start serving at 11 till 1, I believe it is.
Okay. Since you talked about dinner, let's talk a little more about that noon meal.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, it's smoked pork chop. We've done that for several years, and then it's grilled, and coleslaw, and scalloped potatoes, green beans, and then desserts. And the desserts are pies and regular desserts and so on. It's generally, people like that dinner.
You bet. It's a really nice dinner, and then it's, you know, the hardest part, though, is... Arch, is picking out the dessert because there's always so many good desserts to choose from.
Yes, and people bring them in to help us out, and it seems like we always have plenty, and we don't want people to think there's too much there because they might quit bringing them.
So that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so the meal cost is?
$10.
All right, and kids, if they choose a hot dog instead?
Yeah, I don't know how much it is. I haven't got the poster in front of me. Maybe you have it.
I have it in front of me. It's $4.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. So that's one thing you can do during the day. But you have so many other things going on. And I want to talk about the house. I understand that you've done some renovations at the house. So let's talk about those.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, there's been a lot of renovations done. And you say that you referred to as I did it. Well, I didn't. We've got a bunch of volunteers that showed up at the beginning of the season. And they've And I believe we started last year, and they've done a tremendous job. They have jumped in and gone in, and, of course, we had a good display of things up there before, but they're getting it all organized. Some of the floors and walls and things have been refinished, and a lot of nice displays up there, and it's going to be real interesting. People enjoy it. Okay. I do, too. But
yes, and you do have some interesting displays there, things that... I haven't seen other places, so it's really fun to go in the house and see all of those. But what else, what are the other buildings that people can go through?
Well, we have that big steel building that's full of old farm machinery, and most anything that people bring in, we can display old washers and corn shellers and that type of thing. But the big thing that we're proud of in there is the... that Cam Ross mural that was taken out from Manning and brought down, and there's a Manning sale barn here back, I don't know, about 10 years ago, I think we did it. This sale barn was being torn down, and they had no place for that. And we got a veterinarian in Manning. Her name was Struve. I don't remember her first name, but she donated that to us, so we got a bunch of donations and hauled it down, so... People are interested in that. It depicts the cattle coming from the pasture to the dinner table.
Mm-hmm. And it's huge.
Yes.
It took at least one semi, maybe more.
Well, we built a special trailer for it. The Twins Construction did that. They had a flatbed trailer and made a special, took the wall in sections and stood them up on this trailer like toast in a toaster. And I don't know how many trips, a couple of trips, I guess, and Southside Welding donated a crane that we use for about 10 days at each end, one for here in Audubon and one at Manning, and they did that as a donation, and that was great. They contributed a lot. So.
It takes lots of people working together to accomplish
sure
these kinds of things.
So many times it needs some younger people, and that don't happen to us anymore. Each year we get older.
Yeah, but I see you have a couple of new people that are doing some writing and helping, so that's great.
We do. We're thankful for that.
You bet.
Yeah, absolutely. We've gotten new ones just because, like I said, about a couple of years ago they showed up, and they're doing their great assistance.
That's great. Now, I also saw that you're going to have some entertainment, an award-winning accordion player.
Yes, and she's we've had her before. She'll be playing her accordion during our dinner, and we appreciate her too because she's done that before.
Sue Crocker, sound right?
Croker.
Okay,
yes.
And she was, according to the information I have, the 2014 Iowa State Fair winner of the accordion contest.
I think that's right.
And so she'll be there 11 to 1:30 over the meal time.
I'm not quite sure. Yeah,
over the
meal
time.
Time, and I can't tell you exactly how long. I don't know. She begins at 11, maybe not quite. But it'll be during the dinner time.
Yes. So lots of things to see and do. Now, in addition to the buildings, and we've talked about the meal, you also have vendors with a variety of things. So you can...
Yes, and I've gotten quite a few calls, people coming in. I think we're going to have quite a few turnout. Then we make apple cider, and we've got some other displays. We've got some miniature horses coming in.
Oh.
In fact, they're not miniature horses. They're miniature mules.
Interesting.
A miniature horse and then a small donkey is the mothers and fathers. And so I haven't seen them, but they'll be interesting to see.
You bet. And then you have some other animals there, too.
No,
elk?
We don't have the elk.
Yeah.
I know we had a display of animals, rabbits and things over there, but they're gone.
I see.
That's what I was thinking
about.
Okay,
yes, I'm talking about those live ones.
Yes, we got 5 elk. And we've got a baby. Of course, it was born right around the 4th of July. I can't tell you exactly what day because you don't get to see. We just exactly went. So it's just about 2 months old now. So it's just about losing its spots. And it isn't a baby. And they grow real fast. And they're born last of June, first part of July. And they, like most wild animals, they grow pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And the one thing about the nature, like with elk, they never have babies in a snowstorm. They come in July.
Smart.
Pretty good idea.
Yes, yes. Now, just in case somebody hasn't been to Nathaniel Hamlin Park, of course, they've missed out on a lot of things, but you're just south of Audubon. It's well marked there, just south of Audubon, and an easy drive up Highway 71 to come and see you. Now, we talked about the fee for the meal, but you also get to pay a little bit when you come in the gate.
Well, yes, we do. We have parking. We have people. We park down in the county lot, and then if people don't need to walk, so we have golf carts to deliver them up to the dining room, and so we do charge $1 for each one that comes in. And if there's more than one in the car, it's $2, and it's $2 if there's
carload.
Carload.
Yeah,
yes.
Great. So I'm not sure where else you can go for $1 or $2.
Yeah,
so it's a great time, and I think the weather is going to cooperate for you.
I think it's going to be a
wonderful fall day.
Something else we have is that bounce house for the kids. Kids love those bounce houses, and so we've had that for the last 2 or 3 years. And that's a great mm-hmm. attraction, too.
So you really have something for all ages.
We think so.
Yeah, got good food. You have the historical exhibits. You have the animals and the bounce house for the kids. And then you have space. You know, the kids can kind of run around, too.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, they don't have to.
They don't have to be worried about running out in the street.
Right, yeah. So, again, that's another advantage of the Nathaniel Hamlin Park. Now, this is all sponsored by the Audubon County Historical Society.
Right, right. And Thrivent is supporting us, too.
Okay. So how often does this society meet?
Oh, we meet once a month, unless there's something special. But once a month we meet, except, I think, January or December, one of the winter months that we don't meet. But otherwise, we meet once a month.
And do you have other projects in addition to the Fall Festival?
Oh, gosh.
Are you still having sales there in the barn?
We kind of come apart last year because we didn't. But it's going to be open this weekend, it has been before. It'll be open Saturday from 8 till 12, and at regular, like we used to, in prices and so on. But then it opens at 10 o'clock. I think it's open 10 till 4 on the day.
Just like the
event.
Days.
And
okay.
that time, everything in there is 10 cents or a bag full for $1.
You can't beat that, Arch.
No.
There's wonderful things there. I've purchased a few things there. So this Sunday, September 21st, head on over to Nathaniel Hamlin Park, just south of Audubon. 10 to 4. Have a great meal and lots of other things to do. So we want to thank you very much, Arch Anderson, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on the Fall Festival.
And thank you very much for calling.
You bet.
Okay.
Until next time, here's the thought. Right beliefs are one thing, but right action is everything.